turning to Proudhon, our reading of Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. And this segment, which begins always with our justice for Prince means freedom for all of us, was postponed until today because our recorder, as it would have this week as well, as it would this week as well, if I hadn't brought batteries. I'm slow, but I ain't that slow. Until today, as the recorder, it didn't just, yeah, it stopped working. It was plugged into this outlet. Well, this outlet, well, there was a drone flying overhead. And then, as well as this morning and throughout the show, I suspect that might have something to do with it. Is there a smart meter attached to the electrical system here by any chance? In any case, I continue to encourage folks to demand the full autopsy and police investigation findings. There is absolutely into the so-called death of so-called whatever. There is absolutely no doubt that they fabricated the cause of death for the official consumption of us. The more we listen to and learn about him, the less we're able to be manipulated by these lies. Again, recalling what we learned earlier about Henry Kissinger, you might want to revisit the radio show of August 14, 2016, during which we read his memo, or I believe it was a telegram, about the blasting of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow with electromagnetic force energy and its lethal effects. Yes, if you are just tuning in to these shows, we did say Henry Kissinger. He is here with us. We need to ask him directly, did you write that? So visit August 14, 2016. Read what he said about EMF weapons being used on U.S. citizens in the Moscow, in the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. And in addition, I'm really hoping we have people out there who are pressuring, S's get hard when the brain swelling gets serious as it is today, as it is when they blast you, as it is right now. We need folks pressuring about the murder of Prince, who can whistleblow a bit, if only by sharing their expert knowledge as to what exactly these guys are doing with Nikola's work, Nikola Tesla. More precise information about the delivery of the pain, how exactly it's done. There is no doubt the official story that they've invented for cause of death of Prince and the story of Prince in general overall is a fabrication. And as it's a fabrication, they will have to continuously stretch that fabrication beyond the limits of plausibility. Because now they've barreled ahead with it, they got to keep it rolling. And so are layering it with still more fabrications, prompt still more false testimony. In short, blow out an even wider crater of duplicity to try to roll their massive lies in and hope our attention wanders so they can forget about it. What a tangled web, says William. While Prince asks, do you think if they tell enough lies, we the people will see the truth? Until a critical mass of us do, the lies of the bought souls and the false folks who have come forward to help the power guys fabricate their story about the death of Prince and to assist in the sealing of Prince in a safe package for them to try to contain him forever in a coffin of lies, must be given our reply. In answer to these power guys, let's demand the facts that have been suppressed. Can a laser weapon directed at the skull of an in utero infant cause it to fuse? If it can, there's no doubt that these power mad guys murdered Prince's child, and I'd say it's almost a certainty, if only just based on their MO with a target. When you're their target and you really want something, it becomes their obsession in life to make sure you don't get it or to take it away. did Prince himself, over the decades of the torture he bore, present clear signs of EMF assault? I'll tell you some my own experience suggests. Did he minimize the light in his house at night to make getting hit more challenging for them, using, is my assumption, drones for targeting? Did he try to protect himself in any way with aluminum? And those two I mentioned because they were also mentioned in a recent People magazine story, in a quote from an old girlfriend. Did he have trouble enduring the torture while he was asleep? That's a big problem, as I've said repeatedly on these shows, because you can't move out of the crosshairs and you have to sleep. So what do? Well, what Prince does and what I do is you have to minimize sleep time. They always mention that as, you know, some evidence of his being superhuman or something. He was struggling to live. And his lyrics over and over ask us to hear him. Do you hear me? I'm 6 feet in the grave. We didn't hear him. Or not enough of us did. Not enough of us did. Did he wake up with a lot of mucus and difficulty moving? Did he make it a point to not telegraph, which means announce in advance, his comings and goings? And in the circumstances surrounding his murder, did he take actions that might have precipitated it? Music in his vault, more explicit in exposing what the power guys have been doing. Although clearly, now that I've heard them, I see that the challenge is issued in those last three CDs of his was more than enough to have prompted the decision of the power mad to finally finish him off. After torturing him for decades. I mean, quote, I'm going up Lady Liberty's dress and blow, blow, blow. That's a powerful line. There's a lot of information, a lot of thought in such few words. I mean, that's brilliant. I wish I'd written it. We know he visited his lawyer. Did he leave instructions with the lawyer for expediting this exposure? How many songs did he leave in the vault? And we heard in an excerpt from one of the interviews that he had several vaults. There's a lot of music. What are their titles? Why was the man from L.A. who brought the drugs with him allowed to be with Prince's dead body before the police arrived, as if we don't know? Were the drugs they said they found in Prince of the same type that this man had on him? Did the autopsy reveal a lot of mucus in Prince's system, a lot of iron in his blood, swelling of his cheeks? I believe we owe this magic man a great deal, more than we yet know, but which we'll come to learn more of, I'm certain, as we sit with his music and his words. They speak to us of love and freedom, gifts Prince modeled and gave in abundance. Let's give him some in return.